I am God. I want to talk to you about some biblical perspectives of who God is. In Genesis chapter 46, we see Yaakov, Jacob, traveling down to Egypt. In verses 2 through 3, the Bible says, "Then God spoke to Yisrael in the visions of the night and said, Yaakov, Yaakov. And he said, Here I am. So he said, I am God." What an experience Jacob has just had, a divine appointment with God. The Lord reveals himself to Jacob saying, I am God. But what exactly does that mean? Let's see what the Bible says regarding who God is. Throughout our time together right now, we're going to look at the issues of who God is, the fact, the definition, his character, his work, his nature, and how to establish a personal relationship with him. First, who God is, the fact. The fact is, the Bible never attempts to prove the existence of God. Rather, it assumes his existence from the very beginning. The very first sentence of the Bible is, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Thus, the Bible assumes in God's existence from the beginning. The book of Romans, chapter 1, starting in verse 18, also says that man intuitively knows that there is a God, a higher being. Number 2, who is God, the definition? God is the supreme being. Genesis chapter 1 says that he is the creator of all things. He created the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that move in them, the land and the land animals, and of course, he created mankind. God is all-knowing and all-present. He is perfect in power, goodness, and wisdom. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 says that God is love. Number 3, who is God, his character? The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, verse 31, that God is a judge. In John chapter 14, verse 6, the Bible tells us that God is truthful. The Bible tells us that God is holy and pure. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Number 4, who is God, his work? The book of Romans, chapter 8, says that God prays for us. He intercedes on our behalf. Amazingly, God is constantly praying for his people. The Bible tells us in Galatians, chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, that God has redeemed mankind from the curse and from sin and from death. We also see in Revelation, chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, that God is going to judge the world. Number 5. Who is God, his nature? God is spirit. In John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus himself says that God is spirit. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, we see that God is one deity, but exists as three separate beings, the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We also see in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, that all power and authority belongs to God. Finally, number 6, how do I establish a relationship with God? It's simple. We tell the Lord we want a relationship with him. Let's do that together now. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I desire a personal relationship with you. I ask you to please forgive me of all of my sins. I invite you into my heart and ask you to please lead my life. I am in need of a Savior, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for removing these heavy burdens and for revealing yourself to me. Lord, I ask that you would please give me even deeper revelations of who you are. I look forward to our deep and personal relationship with each other. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.